The Gemara in Maseches Tanis and Daf Lamed Amid Beis lists all the things that a person is not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av, all the five Inuyim, and it also mentions that that a person is not supposed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av because Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev, Torah brings Simcha, and therefore a person is not allowed to do so on Tisha B'Av. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch here in Tav Kuf Nun Dalet at the beginning of the Simen. Because the Isser is based on the Misam Chelev factor, it's based on the Simcha, so that affects the parameters of this halacha. So first of all, famously, a person is permitted to learn the things which are related to Avelus, related to Churban. The assumption is that's not going to be Misamech Halev. That just underscores the terrible state that we're in, and that is not a contradiction with the day of Tisha B'Av. The Poskim writes, quoted here in the Mishnah Brura, and a couple of Sifkan Hey and Dalet and Hey, that even in the Dvar Marayim, a person shouldn't be learning Bi'iyun. That to learn Bi'iyun, even in Dvar Marayim, would bring a certain degree of Simcha. A person enjoys putting things together, putting together a Mahalach, and therefore that should be avoided. It doesn't mean that a person has to learn without any thought whatsoever, but not to be Ma'amik, not to delve deeply into the learning in a way which a person will enjoy, and as well, and quoted here in Shulchan Aruch that even Alidei Hirhur, even though we really hold that Hirhur lav kedibur dami, nonetheless, even if a person thinks divrei Torah without saying them, without expressing, nonetheless, that brings a sense of simchas halev, and therefore that too would be a problem. Now that's all dina de Gemara. That's based on dina de Gemara. In Simen Tav Kuf Nun Gimel, the previous Simen, the Ramah adds that a person is not supposed to learn even on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos Hayom. This is not Dina de Gemara, and several of the poskim were against this. Quote here in the Mishnah Brura, Marshal, Legra, and others were against this practice, this idea, and they said Mechatesi, all of the Chamesh Inuyim start at Tisha B'Av. They don't start before Tisha B'Av. So the one thing in that brisa that we're going to go ahead and pick out that should start already from Chatzos Hayom the day before is Limud HaTorah. Why should that be? What would be the purpose of such a minhag? So in terms of the purpose of the minhag, the Chassam Sofer explains in Simen Kuf Nun Vav that if a person learns even Erev Tisha B'Av, so that's going to stay with him. He's going to be thinking about it still at night, and that's still going to bring him a sense of Simchas Alev. Some might say, okay, but halavai, that was the case, but maybe that's not. Maybe if I learn something at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's still going to be causing me such Simchas Alev at night. So just to mention another possible addition to that idea, is an adaptation of an explanation of the Kleisenberger Rebbe in his Shud Divrei Yitziv in Reish Mem. So he claims that one of the factors that's still leaving us in a state of non-geula is the fact that our Limud HaTorah is not good enough, Bittul Torah, the oven Bittul Torah. So he says, therefore, we have to take a time out from our regular Sidri HaLimud in order to emphasize the fact that our regular Sidri HaLimud are not doing the trick. And maybe that could be part of the idea, that a person could take a time out, Erev Tisha B'Av, and reinforce the fact that it should be that if I'm learning now, I'll still have Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev even tonight. And the fact that if I don't feel that that's the case, that in and of itself, that gufa is the problem. And maybe that could be part of what the minhag is coming to emphasize. And therefore, if I'm going to learn, it has to be dafka bidvarim haroim. La'alacha, the Mishnah Brura, seems to conclude from the Mishnah Brura in the Be'er Lacha, it seems that he says as follows, that when Erev Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos, he says there's room to be mekel, even though the Ramah applies the minhag in that case as well. When it's not on Shabbos, so he says if a person wants to be mekel ein limchos, but it seems that the proper practice is that a person should be davka learn in Yonei Tisha B'Av and things that a person is allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. From the Be'er Halacha, it sounds like he's saying that if a person feels that he's not going to be able to learn, he's just going to do other things, so okay, he may as well learn. Better to learn than to just hang out and to not learn. But if a person is able to be davka learn in Yonei Tisha B'Av, even on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos Hayom, in the Halicha Shlomo, it points out that's still more mekel than Tisha B'Av itself. We wouldn't say that you wouldn't be allowed to learn Bi'iyun in Yonei Tisha B'Av. You could even learn Bi'iyun in Yonei Tisha B'Av on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. And on the other side, the flip side of the equation, the Kaf HaChaim claims that even according to the Mekilim, if you're going to learn other things, so a person shouldn't learn in a way which will be which is Be'in Rav, and we'll give him Sipuk even in the evening. May we hear B'sar Estavos and be able to learn, and happy Kudosh Hashem Yisrael Misam Kilev. Have a great day.